Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's saint, St. Ignatius of Antioch, ended his life taken bound in ropes and chains across Europe, before being killed and eaten by lions to the entertainment of the public. It's the not untypical way of a bishop. Yet his preoccupation was not his chains, but that his bindings themselves would preach the gospel of unity to his brothers and sisters. As he says, "My bonds, which I carry about with me for the sake of Jesus Christ, praying that I may attain to God, exhort you, continue in harmony among yourselves and in prayer with one another, for it becomes every one of you, and especially the presbyters, to refresh the bishop to the honour of the Father, of Jesus Christ, and of the apostles. I entreat you in love to hear me, that I may not, by having written, be a testimony against you." Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who adorn the sacred body of your church with the confessions of holy martyrs, grant, we pray, that just as the glorious passion of St. Ignatius of Antioch, which we celebrate today, brought him eternal splendour, so it may be for us unending protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.